Welcome to another edition of CCK Live. My name is Matthew Fusco, and I'm joined today by my colleagues Michelle DeTore and Sam Agostini. Today we're going to be explaining how to use disability benefits questionnaires, or DBQs, in VA claims. So Michelle, to start us off, could you maybe explain exactly what DBQs are?
Yeah. So a DBQ stands for Disability Benefits Questionnaire, and you'll often hear us as well as VA refer to them as DBQs. They're downloadable forms created for veterans to use in evaluation process for VA disability benefits. They're also the same forms that VA examiners often will use during VA examinations for service-connected conditions or conditions you're seeking service connection for. They're intended to speed up the process of the claim. So for service connection compensation, it gives veterans more control over the disability claims process. It gives them a chance to kind of provide all the information ahead of time so they don't maybe have to wait for getting scheduled for an examination. So these exams were created to answer a few different questions, basically important aspects of the disability, such as symptoms, severity, possible causes of the disability, any relationship to other disabilities when going for service, secondary service connection, saying that, you know, maybe you're seeking a psychiatric condition secondary to your service connection orthopedic conditions, or maybe you're going for service connection for diabetes. They're also going to assess any conditions that are secondary to the diabetes during that examination. And they're also to capture information required by the VA rating schedule for each disability that you're getting the form completed on.
Awesome. So now that we know what DBQs are, Sam, could you maybe explain to us about how DBQs actually work?
Yeah, sure. So how DBQs work. So while veterans can access these forms online, they are not permitted to fill them out themselves. Instead, what a veteran needs to do is they have the option of visiting a private or a VA healthcare provider who could complete the evaluation on their behalf. When having a private healthcare provider complete a DBQ, it is important to remember a few things. Number one, the veterans should be accessing the form online through VA's website. It's downloadable. Number two, to have their doctor or healthcare provider complete that form. Number three, veterans should review the findings and save a copy for their records. And then finally, submit the forms to the VA. The streamlined use of these, checkboxes and standardized language on these DBQ forms is really so that disability evaluations can be made quickly and correctly by the VA adjudicators. Specifically, healthcare providers will check a box next to certain descriptions that most accurately depict the disability in question. Moreover, also the use of DBQs also provides veterans with an improved means to submit medical evidence to support their claims. And it is important for veterans to be honest about their symptoms to ensure that all documentation accurately reflects the level of impairment caused by a claimed condition or conditions. In some cases, a DBQ may even replace a compensation and pension examination, commonly a CMP exam. This is helpful because CMP exams often add to the long wait times experienced throughout the disability claims process.
Great. Thanks, Sam. So you might be wondering what actual conditions are covered by DBQs. So there are currently more than 70 DBQs covering a wide range of medical conditions. Some DBQs relate to a specific single condition, something like hypertension, arthritis, prostate cancer. But most DBQ forms can be used for several related conditions. So there are also DBQ forms for heart conditions generally, or kidney conditions. If there is not a DBQ for your specific condition, VA will use the DBQ that is most general and all-encompassing for whichever category your specific disability fits into. So for example, let's say VA is looking for a DBQ that corresponds with your diagnosed generalized anxiety disorder. There are three different DBQs under the psychological category of DBQs. They are eating disorders, PTSD, and mental disorders. And in this example, since generalized anxiety disorder does not have its own DBQ form, you or the provider would use the DBQ form for mental disorders, as this form broadly covers the claimed condition, in this case, generalized anxiety disorder. According to the VA, the most commonly requested DBQs are for hearing loss and tinnitus, for back conditions, for knee and lower leg conditions, and for mental disorders. Now, Michelle, where, if I'm a veteran, where can I go to actually find a copy of the DBQ form?
All DBQs are actually available on VA's website. They do this so that they're available for veterans, so that veterans have more insight into the examination portion of their claims. And it allows private healthcare providers to gain access to the information they need to evaluate a veteran's condition when a veteran is trying to submit a medical opinion or this form from their doctor. They're also on our website as well. So if you can't find them on VA's website, you would also be able to find them on CCK's website.
Awesome. And a little bit, if you could, Michelle, explain about how exactly are DBQs helpful in VA claims?
Yeah, so DBQs are helpful in a lot of ways. I would say the biggest way that they are helpful is that you can counter maybe an unfavorable or a negative VA examination with a medical opinion or an examination that you're getting from your provider. Your provider often is a specialist in their field. They often know you, they know your medical history, and they're able to provide a little bit more information into kind of the condition and as well as their area of practice. Veterans can submit these in support of their application for benefits. So they can submit these as part of a fully developed claim so that they're not having to wait for VA to go out and get their CEMP exam or their DBQ completed. They actually have this information ahead of time so that it speeds up the claims process months or sometimes even years so that you're not waiting for that examination. Also, some veterans don't live in areas where the VA examination locations are easily to get to. They live in rural areas, they live overseas, and they would experience longer wait times or just more difficulty traveling. So it just helps with that aspect as well. And again, your providers know you a lot better than a VA examiner, and that they might have more insight again into your condition and be able to provide more information than maybe a VA examiner would.
Great. Thanks, Michelle. So Sam, if you could, what is a circumstance where a veteran might not use a DBQ form or where it might not be entirely necessary, I guess?
Yeah, Matt. So there's certainly some instances where it's not possible or it wouldn't be beneficial for a veteran to use a DBQ. As we mentioned, DBQs aren't always available for every condition in which the VA rates. And also in some rare instances, you know, a private doctor, you know, may be unwilling to fill out a DBQ on behalf of the veteran. This means that a veteran will either need to have another doctor who they treat with fill out a DBQ for that condition, or just, you know, choose not to submit a DBQ in that case. Another thing to consider is you also want to make sure that you have the right kind of doctor filling out, you know, the relevant form for the right condition that they treat. And then another consideration too is that sometimes, you know, sometimes you want to make sure that DBQs, you know, cover conditions that are service connected. So in the context of, say, aid in attendance, you'll want to make sure that a DBQ is focusing on conditions that result in the need for aid in attendance that are already service connected.
All great points. And yeah, just to elaborate on having the right doctor filling out your form too, I think it's really important to underscore that if you're going to get your private provider to fill out a DBQ form for you, it's important to make sure that their specialty aligns with the type of DBQ form you're asking them to complete. So it might not necessarily always be beneficial to have your doctor who treats you for orthopedic conditions fill out your DBQ form for your mental disorder or something like that. So you always want to be cognizant of those things when you're weighing whether or not it's beneficial to submit or to use a DBQ form in your particular case. Well, that seems like a good place to leave on. We covered a lot of great information. Thanks, Michelle and Sam, about how you can use DBQ forms to your advantage in filing VA claims. For more information on this topic and many, many others, please take a look at our blog. And also be sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel for more great veteran-related content. And as always, thanks for watching.